बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन यमुनातीरवनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय श्रील गुरुदेव जय राम संकीर्तन की जय श्री भागवते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं धरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः सो विल रीड टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 34 द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज परिवर्तन वर्स नंबर 31 सॉरी ये प्रोज में ना चरण नेमी ये वायुः तत् अर्थ चरणम् नेमी कृता परिखतास्ते ते सप्त सिन्धवा आसन् यत एव कृता सप्त भुवद्वीपा ये वायुः ह तत् रथाचरण नेमी कृता परिखतास्ते सप्त सिन्धवा आसन् यता एव कृता सप्त भुवद्वीपा ये वायुः तत् रथाचरण नेमी कृता परिखतास्ते सप्त सिन्धवा आसन् यत एव कृता सप्त भुवो द्वीपा माता जी सुन ये बाहुआ तदरता चरण नेमी कृता परिखता सत्ते सप्त सिंधु भासन्ते सप्त भुवो द्वीपा वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग ये दैट वा हू हा सर्टनली तत्र था ऑफ इज चैरियट चरण ऑफ द व्हील्स नेमी बाय द रिम्स कृता मेड परिखाता ट्रेंचेस ते दोस सप्त सेवन सिंधव ओशियंस आसन बिकेम यत बिकॉज ऑफ विच एव सर्टनली कृता वेर मेड सप्त सेवन भुव ऑफ द भूमंडल दीपा इजलैंड्स ट्रांसलेशन बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत श्रील प्रभुपाद व्हेन प्रियव्रत ड्रॉ हिज चैरियट बिहाइंड द सन द रिम्स ऑफ हिज चैरियट व्हील्स क्रिएटेड इंप्रेशंस दैट लेटर बिकेम सेवन ओशियंस डिवाइडिंग द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम नोन एज भूमंडला इन टू सेवन आइलैंड्स परपोर्ट समटाइम्स द प्लैनेट्स इन आउटर स्पेस आर कॉल इजलैंड आइलैंड्स वी आर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ आइलैंड्स इन द ओशियन एंड सिमिलरली द वेरियस प्लैनेट्स डिवाइडेड इन टू 14 लोकास आर आइलैंड्स इन द ओशन ऑफ स्पेस एज प्रियव्रत ड्रॉ हिज चैरियट बिहाइंड द सन ही क्रिएटेड सेवन डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ ओशंस एंड प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स विच ऑल टूगेदर आर नोन एज भूमंडला और भूलोका इन द गायत्री मंत्र वी चैंट ओम भूर्भुव स्व तत् सवितुर्वरेण्यम अबाउट द भूलोक प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम इज भूवरलोक एंड अबाउट दैट इज स्वर्गलोक द हेवनली प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम ऑल दिस प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स आर कंट्रोल्ड बाय सविता द सन गॉड By chanting the Gayatri Mantra just after rising early in the morning, one worships the sun god. So we are in canto number 5. This chapter came as Sukhdev Goswami described the dynasty of Uttanapad, and now he is describing the dynasty of Priyavrata Maharaj, the second son of Swayambhuvanu, the elder one. And he just gave some two verses in the last canto that Priyavrata first renounced everything and then accepted material enjoyment. So Parikshit was surprised and he asked further questions that how could Priyavrata Maharaj was Bhagavata, Atmarama and satisfied in everything enjoy household life, and he gives different reasons why household life is a root cause of bondage and it defeats the human mission away. Of course, it's not a grahastha ashram, it's grahamedi ashram, that's what is told. And then he describes what are the mukta sanghas, and he defines what is mukta sangha in second verse, and then third verse, he gives the what are the qualities of Mukta Sangha and how they take shelter of the Lord. And then from fifth verse forward, Sukhdev Goswami replies and he tells the glory of devotional service, that if one takes the devotional service, one is not obstructed even if he is in ashrama. And then further he gives reason how when Priya Maharaj was in his ashram of his guru, that time his father Swayambhuvanu came and he was reluctant still, but then Brahmaji also came and Brahmaji also told that take charge and don't worry, at the end you will go back to life, back to Godhead, so don't worry, your devotion service will only increase, it will not decrease. And then he gives different reasons, and then further then they agree. Priyavrata Maharaj accepts Brahma's request, and then further we see how does he rule. So from verse number 23 to 35 his ruling is given, and that we are reading from verse number 31 to 34 we will go. So in that Priyatmaj is written how he gets married to, he has two wives, and from first wife he gets 10 sons and one daughter, and second he gets 3 sons. So he's the eldest is Agnidhara, so this is what he's told. And then in verse number 29, this power is described at how Privat Maharaj ruled the world for 110 crores, that is 11 Arbuda years. So we may wonder why it's described. So first reason may be that the insignificant of our life in this Kali Yuga is being compared here. Yes, because Privat Maharaj ruled for 110 crores, what life we have and what we should do. So if you see Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam describes the life of so many devotees, but very essential elements are described. So if you see in this chapter also, not everything is described of Privat Maharaj. He has ruled for 110 crores years, means he has so much glory in his life. He has done so many things, and some of which is described only here. So one of which is described in verse number 30 is how he becomes a second sun and gives light to the places where there is no sun. So just this one verse can tell us what was the power of Privat Maharaj, because to give light to the whole world, it's not an easy task. He equal to more than actually sun god also, because he's a devotee also. So he is giving light to the entire world where there is no sun, or where there is no light, much light of sun. And he this sun is different from the oh, this sun the original sun which we have, because when there is too hot, this is cooler, and when there is a cool, then this sun is hotter. So Priyat Maharaj gave both the coolness and hotness together in the one his chariot and all. And then from verse number 31, which we read, then verse number 32 also we'll read. So the names of the island are Jambu, Plaksha, Shalmali, Kusha, Krauncha, Shaka, Pushkara, and each island is twice as large as one preceding it, and each is surrounded by liquid substance beyond which is the next island. So this is given in further chapters, because Parikshit Maharaj will also ask this, that you have not described in detail about all these places, you have just told in brief. Because further, if you see, then next two to chapters, then the son of Privat Maharaj will be described, Agnidara and all. So only in one chapter, 110 crores of his life is described. So this is Bhagavatam. So we may think that why all these things, but Bhagavatam gives only the essence. If something is not important, Bhagavatam will not describe only. So only is very specific characters. Then in verse number 33, the different oceans are described. The seven oceans especially contain salt water, sugarcane juice, liquor, clarified butter, milk, emulsified yogurt, and sweet drinking water. All these islands are completely surrounded by these oceans, and each ocean is equal in breadth into the island it surrounds. Maharaj Privata, the husband of Queen Bharishmati, gave sovereignty over these islands to his respective sons, namely Agnidhara, Ida Mujiva, Yajnabahu, Hiranyareta, Griheta Prishta, Medhatithi, and Vitihotra. Thus they all became kings by the order of their father. And verse number 34, King Privata gave his daughter Ujaswati in marriage to Shukracharya, who begot in her a daughter named Devyani. So these are the four verses which we'll describe. So we'll highlight some of the things which will come in further, and some of the different islands which are there here from Jambudvipa, as far as the time allows. So this chapter, this power of Privat Maharaj is described. सम डिवोटी में थिंक दैट हाउ कुड अ डिवोटी हैज सो मच पावर, इट्स इज एस्टोनिशिंग. बट देन परीक्षित महाराज विल रिप्लाई इन फर्दर वर्सेस दैट इट्स नॉट एस्टोनिशिंग बिकॉज ही टेक्स द शेल्टर ऑफ द लोटस फिट ऑफ लॉर्ड्स डिवोटीज एंड देयर फोर ही कैन हैव दिस पावर. एंड देन फर्दर प्रियवृत महाराज विल देन रिनाउंस एवरीथिंग एंड देन His praise is given that how he dismantled the night and his seven oceans has been exalted. So, in next chapter, his son will be described that how he had different sons and out of that Agnidhara, basically different means 10 sons, and out of that, from first five and then three became the different Manus. So after that, the first was Agnidhara, and he ruled the kingdom. So in next chapter, it is given that Agnidhara wanted to become the inhabitant of Pitriloka, and then in note it's given that Agnidhara desired Pitriloka through his son of Vaishnava Priyavrata. This is because Agnidhara was born when Priyavrata was infatuated by lusty desires. So this is one of the basic tenet of practicing Vaishnava. What is the consciousness when we do any activity? So the result of any activity will be depending on what was the consciousness when we do the activity. So here Agnidhara was born to a Vaishnava Priyavrata. So this question we also have many times, that why devotees children don't become devotees. So this may be one of the reason, the consciousness when the act was performed. So it is described here. And second, in any activity it applies. So one is the activity which is performed, which is external to all eyes, which is seen, and one is the internal growth. When the internal growth of a devotee doesn't happen with the external success of the activity, then the institution grows and the devotee doesn't grow, and in the long run he collapses. So we see so many times some devotees give many good projects, they work on so many good projects, the projects are flourishing, but the devotees themselves collapse, and after some time some are not seen also, or some may divert into different things. So the main cause for this is not developing inner consciousness while externally doing all the activities. Because if you see in Bhagavad Gita also, it said man manava mat bhakto. So external body, physical body and words can do the activity, but if the mind is not engaged very consciously, then it may lead to degradation in a further time. So this is one of the important tenets. And further, if we see here in this chapter, Agnidhara sees Purvachitti sent by Brahma. So Brahma ji is taking care of Priyavrata's family, whole dynasty. So we are also being taken care by the Lord, and so many incidents we can see in our life. We can see the hand of life in our life by Krishna, where he has helped us in so many difficulties. That also means that the difficulties is also given by the Lord himself. That also means that when we see a devotee giving us a difficulty, we should understand that he is just an instrument of our own karma. And that also means that the basic tenets of practicing bhakti should be the qualities which are said further in chapters, it will come, which should be developed gradually as we grow in our bhakti, like following the guru, detachment from matter, tolerating dualities, then performing austerities, giving up endeavor for sense gratification, then avoiding unnecessary talks, observing celibacy, developing faith in Vedic literatures, subduing anger, lamentation, seeing equal everybody, being without enmity, chanting and glorifying transcendental qualities, associating with devotees, hearing the topic always. So these are the some of the basic things which should be developed by a devotee. And if we see so many cantos after cantos, chapter after chapters, if we see these are again described, like if we see in the 9th chapter also, when ninth canto, when the Ambarish Maharaj chapter comes, so he says Savai Mana Krishna Padarvindur. So in that also he says that how mind should be engaged, how senses, other senses are touched, and all senses are to be engaged. Here also it said in Bhagavata and so many other places we see how this all should be engaged. So it is our duty to gradually engage everything in this way. Otherwise, it will be difficult for us to grow in devotional service in the long run. Then, further, if we see from Agnidara comes Nabi. He has so many sons, Agnidara. And then so Agnidara has different sons, and he gets married to Purvachitti, which is sent by Brahma, and then he attains the Pitriloka. So this has been described. And if we see further, King Nabi comes, whose name is now Bharatvarsha. So Nabi also does a sacrifice, and where Rishabhdev appears. So this is also good, because if you see, Priyavarta's son Agnidara was not a pure devotee in the sense. And then Nabi comes, who also does so many worship, and then comes Rishabhdev. So because then from Rishabhdev comes Bharat Maharaj, and from there the name Bharatvarsh has come. So here different of the things of different universes and different kings we described. So we may think that why so much detail is given about different things. But in essence, if we see Bhagavatam, it just talks about what is the goal of human life and devotion service and all. So in between this, where all these things is described, that these are so many places and there are so many names in Bharatvarsha also and this all. Then again, in Rishabhdev starts to instruct his glories to his sons. So if we see Priyavrat Maharaj life of 110 crores, it is described in one chapter. And then here Rishabhdev instructing his sons is given in so many verses, chapters. So he says, Nayam deho deha bhajan nirloke kashtan kaman arhate vid bhujaniye tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam suddayet yasmat brahma saukhyam ta anantan. So of the embedded beings, one who has been awarded his human form should not work hard simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in austerity to attain the divine position in devotional service, by which one's heart is purified and which leads to the infinite happiness in relation to God. So again, this same instruction is given that one who's awarded his human form of life should not work simply like dogs and hogs, and should engage in to attend devotional service. So this message again is coming here, so that we may not forget that what is the aim of life. And second, the description of this so many things is given for us to make understand that how much can we enjoy material life even if we want to. Because we don't have the senses, and if we see further, it is written that they have 10,000 years, in which their body is strong like thunder, Their senses are very strong. They don't feel heat and cold. And they enjoy for at least 9,999 years. They have no worry. And the last year, they have a children. So this is the enjoyment they have. And is the highest of all. So if we compare with our enjoyment, what we have, it's nothing. So by indirect comparison, an intelligent person should understand that even if I enjoy sense gratification, it will not give much enjoyment, and it is not you worth it, because it is available in other yugas and other varshas much better than what is available here. So in this way, if one contemplates slowly by slowly, he will gradually be detached. And it's not a single day process also. Like today, if we can get such desires, maybe in a day 500 times, 400 times, or 100 times, whatever. So gradually it should decrease to 80 times or 100 times or whatever it may be, and gradually maybe 10, 20 or something. In this way it should come. And then in the next verse, it Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahau Mimuktas Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam Mahantaste Samachitta Prashanta Vimanyava Surda Sadhavaye. He says the service to Mahatmas opens doors to liberation, and association with womanizers opens doors to highest condition of life. Mahatmas are equipoise, peaceful, devoid of anger, friendly to all, and do not find faults. So in this verse, again, he describes how we should serve the Uttam Adhikaris or Mahatmas, and in this way we can obtain liberation. And then we should not associate with sense gratification virus. And then we may ask, who are these Mahatmas? How we identify who are these Mahatmas? So Mahatmas are equipoised, peaceful, devoid of anger. They don't have anger, and they are friendly to all and do not find faults. So again, if we see here, these are the characteristics written here in this one verse. So devoid of anger, friendly to all, and do not find faults. So one who does not find fault in anybody is one who can advance in devotional service. If we find faults in different persons, it's very difficult for us to advance in devotional service. And that is the easiest of all to find faults. Because when we find fault, our ego thinks that he is inferior and we are superior. But anyways, it doesn't mean that if somebody has fault, indirect doesn't apply, I am greater than him. But our ego is one which thinks that, oh, because he is having this fault, I am greater than him. And in this way, we are always entangled. So we should leave this fault-finding tendency at the best. Because if you see the 10 name offenses, the first offense is to find faults or to blaspheme devotees. So blaspheming devotees first come with when we see some faults, and then we blaspheme that we just who are Mahabhagavatas. So this we should leave. And then friendly to all. So this is also one more character, is friendly to all, because this is very controversial. If we say friendly to all, then so many questions arise in today's time, that can we be friendly to the person who are eating meat and who are killing cows and so many things. So if Bhagavatam is very clear that we should be friends to them also, according to our qualification, what we can do. So the enmity, which if we spread, then it is not good for our devotional service. It may be a tactic for preaching or something, but overall, if our inner consciousness is not so maintained, it will be very difficult for us to practice pure devotional service in the long run. And then again, further, how this all characters have been described. And then further, the responsibilities of leader is also being given, that how they should have their self-interest and they should never lose the interest of themselves and others in the center. And this is one of the famous words which comes in the Rishabha's teachings to his son. Guru na satsyat, swajano na satsyat, pita na satsyat, janani na satsyat, devam na satsyan, na patischa cha satsyan, na mochet yat samupeta mrityum. So first, we should endeavor for liberation in our own life. That is going back to God. For us, liberation means having prema bhakti, going back to God. And then, if we endeavor, that is janma sahatakar, then we can do paropar. And then we can become either guru, or swajana, or pita, or janni, or devam, or patis, or anything. Till that time, actually we should not take such responsibilities as far as possible. Or we should try both if the authority tells are different altogether matter. But if we see in this Bhagavat and all, this all responsibilities one can fully justify if he is on that platform. Otherwise, what will happen in the long run is the whole association will be of the Kanishtha Bhaktas, and there will be fights in between. And because of that, what will happen? The leader will leave the assembly. Maybe he may, in our case, he may go to Vrindavan or Mayapur somewhere and do his then Nirjan Bhajan. And the followers may then find out who is the next one. Or they may be very bewildered what is going on. Because of taking this position at a very early age, or at an age when he is not so qualified to take all these roles and responsibilities. So one can take this if he is of that level. So if we see Bhagavatam, there are examples given of who rejects whom. So Bali is rejecting Shukracharya, even if he is his guru, because of his instruction of not serving Vamandev. Then second, Vibhishana is then rejecting Ravana, who is a Swajana. Pralad Maharaj is rejecting Hiranyakashipu, who is a father. Bharat Maharaj is rejecting Kaikai, who is a mother. Katvanga is rejecting Indra, who is the Devam worshipable deity. And wife of Brahmanas are rejecting husbands who are pati. So if we see this, the superiors who have been rejected, Shukracharya, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kaikai, Indra, these are all by our standards very high. Indra, if we see, is ruling all the heavenly planets. Shukracharya, if we see for last only, he is giving instruction to all the daityas. But who is his wife? Who is his wife? Devyani comes, we read just now in verse number 34, first chapter. So, verse number 34, we read that Urjaswati, the daughter of Priyavarta Maharaj, gets married to Shukracharya. So Priyavarta Maharaj is on equal level. He doesn't think that Shukracharya is a demon or something, is a guru of a demon. He gives his daughter Shukracharya. And that Shukracharya is so much learned, it's so many Vedas and Tantras and all. And he has been rejected by Bali Maharaj. So the examples given in Bhagavatam are also of the highest standards. If we see, they are not giving examples of someone like a school teacher or somebody. They are giving the example of Shukracharya, who is on the highest standard and is being rejected by Bali Maharaj. So that's for the gravity of this verse has to be understood, that it's very grave to accept responsibilities at any level, to become a guru or anything. And then clearly then defining that and then doing that responsibility very well is another thing. So we should understand this and then take the responsibility. Otherwise what will happen is in the long run we'll not also meet our goal of self-realization, and whoever we follow will also not come. So this is one of the important lesson which is given here. in this chapter. And then the different names of different is given of different sons and all. And then Rishabha Lord activities are being given here. And then how he enthrones Bharat Maharaj is also given in this chapter. So then, further, in Rishabha's teaching, the nature of mind has been given that never make friends with unsteady mind, because by trusting it, even Lord Shiva was irritated by and it the long-standing austerity of Saurabh Muni was quickly destroyed. So another context is even given about the mind in further chapters, how we should not depend over our mind, and mind itself is a big chapter to be discussed in so many chapters. I think Chaitanya Charan Prabhu in his series of mind has described this very elaborately, how mind should not be trusted and things. So this mind gives facility to enemies like lust, anger and greed when given a chance. And it is just like an unchaste wife whose paramours can come back to kill the husband. So basically, sometimes we see that we have so many vasanas which are stored in our mind and subtle consciousness, subconscious mind. So these vasanas are there for millions and trillions, or I don't know how many times. So sometimes when we come to devotional service, we think that now this lust is not troubling us, or this is as the trouble has been reduced. But once given a chance, or there's some even a spark, it inflates to very high degree. And therefore, we should be very careful that even if we go to the advanced stages, we should be very careful that it should not be given a slightest chance. And for this, there are so many examples given that how even if we go to the stage of bhava and we trust our mind and we neglect and all, the next chapter which comes is activities of King Bharat Maharaj. So where this is very elaborately described that how he is on the highest platform of devotional service, but because he is trusting his mind, or he's sometimes it's said that he doesn't have association of another devotee or whatever the reasons are being given. So he doesn't he again falls down, and then he takes the birth of a deer, and then again takes the birth of Jad Bharat. So this is also another thing we should take care, and gradually we should make our mind as a friend, and then the mind is the root cause of six enemies described, like lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear. Have the mind as a root cause. Together, this constitute bondage to karma. Where what learned mind will put faith in the mind? So, this also is a good instruction that we should try to gradually train the mind, as it told in chapter 6 in Bhagavad Gita. Practice and detachment are the two things which we should do every day. And in this way, if we have the tendency of finding faults, then we should find faults in ourselves and improve daily. And then further we can improve. And then further in these chapters, Bharat Maharaj activities are given. So the consciousness of Bharat Maharaj, the symptoms of perfection is given. In this way, engaging constantly bhakti, his heart melted. He gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. His hair stood on end, tears flowed from his eyes so much so that he could not see anything. He constantly meditated on Lord's radiant lotus feet. His heart, which was lake, was filled with the water of ascetic love, and he even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. Bharat thought his ascetic symptoms were an obstacle, so he began to worship the Lord. So these are the symptoms of Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj example is given, he's not like an ordinary devotee or something. His symptoms, if we see, if we have some of the symptoms here, we'll float in ecstasy. We worship that person who has the symptoms. And from this instance, he is situated in pure goodness. He illuminates the entire universe, bestows all. The Lord whom he worship. These are all the symptoms with the Lord he worship. And he, Bharat Maharaj, retires, and he gives all the kingdom and everything with these symptoms. And then what happens to him? Because of attachment to Ado. So, the spiritual life, one lesson which is given constantly is, if one goes in spiritual life, the process is very easy, the path is, it's not that one can run with the blind eyes, but still, one can fall from any position in the life, in bhakti. So he's at a stage of bhava, and then what happens is, he sees and gives a shelter to a doe, and because of this, because of the misplaced compassion, he falls down from his elevated devotional service. So, a devotee cannot be callous or callous at any position in his life. Starting from where he starts his devotion, even if he reaches very high stages of devotion, still there is a chance that he may fall down again. A Madhyam devotee can again also become a Kanishtha devotee. If he doesn't give that much importance to sadhana and it neglects his sadhana and so many activities. So, it is very important for us to note this and keep in mind while we do our devotional service, so that we gradually increase our devotional service. And then the important aspect of it is that whenever we grow, we take association of devotees who are more elevated than us. If that is done gradually, then gradually we can increase our own devotional service. Otherwise, if we have the same association which we had further, the growth will be very less or will be different if we had of the advanced devotees. So here, Bharat Maharaj is taking then the, he is becoming a deer in his next life. But because he has become a victim now, he remembers his past life and then he grows in devotion. So, this also shows that as a sadhaka, it will be not so easy for us to directly go in one line to devotional service. There will be so many obstacles which will come. That means we will fall down so many times in our devotional service. And then after falling down, we have to again get up and again run and do our devotional service. Because if we see the so many examples which are given in Bhagavatam, we will see that after doing a particular devotional service, they either got curses or they have not been to the mark of devotional service. And then again, from that position, then again they grow and again they do their devotional service. So, it is likely possible that we'll also fall in this situation sometimes or others. And therefore, it is very good to have good devotee association, which we fortunately have here in GV, if we can take. So, this is also one good important thing which is there in this fifth canto. And then how Jad Bharat Maharaj in his Bharat Maharaj in next life as Jad Maharaj shows as his personal example how he was mistreated and then he gave instruction to Raghuna and how he took that. And then the context of his qualities in being given. And then further his instruction to the Raghuna is given. And then further all this is gone. And then again we'll see that how Sukhdev Goswami will ask that you have not described basically all the characteristics of this verses, you just briefly describe and then went. So please tell me in detail of all this different verses and all. So this will come further in different chapters from chapter number 18, how further this Jambudvip will all be described. And from chapter 18 also we see then there are different prayers to the Lord which will describe from the residents of Jambudvipa and all others. So in all the varshas is a chart given, and then how they pray to different avatar of the Lord has been described. So this all will come in further chapters. Prayers of to Lord Ram by Hanuman in Kimpusha Varsha and all the different things will come further. And then at last the hellish planets or description will come in this canto. And from that, again, if we see further, Sukdev Goswami will again describe in the next canto about the glories of holy name, because Parikshit Maharaj will be bewildered by hearing of the heavenly, all the hellish planets, and think that what is the what is for them if somebody goes to hell? Is there any remedy for them, and what is the bhakti will all come in further chapters. So I will pause here. It's already we have 3-4 minutes. If somebody has any comments or any corrections or any questions, we can take for next 3-4 minutes, or we can wind up. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.